It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Let's get festive in the flashback as we throw it back on a Thursday. In fact, we throw it way back, to the year
1945.
Aww. That is the first time it was heard, although it's been done and sang many times, many ways since.
Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
To you.
That is the dulcet tones and pipes of one Mel Torme and the Christmas song, which is commonly known as Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Or, as it was also originally subtitled, Merry Christmas to You.
I like both of them.
Yeah, it was quite versatile.
It has a ring.
But it is the time-honored classic Christmas song, written in 1945 by Robert Wells and the great Mel Torme. Now, actually, as we said, it's been done by just about everybody. Now, maybe the foremost version is Nat King Cole's version.
Although it's been said many times,
which he
many ways,
recorded
Christmas
just that next year. But he did it in June of 1946.
Or like Saturday in Texas.
Yeah. And at Nat King Cole's behest, and over the objections of his label, Capitol Records, a second recording was made in August, and that's the one here with the string section and the one that we hear so often. Massive hit almost instantaneously once Nat King Cole got a hold of it. He, by the way, re-recorded the song again in 1953.
Whoa.
And once more in 1961. And every time, each individual time, the song made it into the top 10. But it's the 61 version from Nat King Cole, regarded as the definitive one.
That's amazing.
And it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, even, in 1974. Library of Congress, and it was protected. Now, Mel Torme himself made a lot of money off of it, so that's good. He loved that. And he made various versions of it, too. Now, when he wrote it in July of 1945, it was an extremely hot summer. And he did it simply to stay cool by thinking cool. So he said, I saw a spiral pad on a piano with four lines written in pencil. And they started chestnuts roasting, Jack Frost nipping, Yuletide carols. And I did the rest, said Mel Torme. There is one version I'm partial to, if I may. And it is the dulcet golden tones of one Trace Atkins.
Chestnuts roasting on an open